Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X.
Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Ascension Health. Romero and ATX tweets at Jason and Deb says, a spelling bee, Nick? What are we, fifth graders? I expected better, sir.
Oh.
Is this because you're tired of listening to Jason bitch about losing a bunch in a row? You had to toss him an underhand pitch?
What's I literally just thought of the Mucinex tiebreaker question. I was like, all right, cool.
Nemesis Kayla, she can't hit an underhand pitch? What are you trying to say, Romero?
I thought that was quite fun.
Kayla says, okay, I may have bombed, but I still stand by being your nemesis, Jason. Until next time.
I am going to, in 30 days, do selling words.
Excuse me?
Just to see if that she can be better than that. She thought it was selling words was the topic.
Instead of spelling words.
Instead of spelling.
She misheard me.
I don't know what selling words are, but sure.
Selling words?
Yeah.
Like the commission?
I guess.
All right, cool. The system is down, says, I believe the Spanish alphabet has 30 characters.
Ooh.
The extras being ch, elye, enye, and rve. I could never do the R's.
I can
Is that a...
Can you...
Is that a Cardi B thing? What's the Cardi B thing? That's close. I can't do that one either.
You can do it.
I feel like it's a sound from Mario, like if he gets a coin or a mushroom or something like that, it's like...
I've got our virtual intern working on getting Coach Steve clips from Big Mouth.
Oh, gee, that's important. Oh.
That is important. Well played.
As soon as he's done, I'm going to have him just go get a random Cardi B sounds and have you try to redo them.
All right. What's the... how do I say this? The Che? Is it Che? C-H?
C-H?
C-H? L-E-A? N-E-A? Arre. Arre.
That's awful.
I'm a
Mr.
Spaniard.
Alvarez.
I'm a Spaniard, guys.
Yeah, okay.
100%.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard, we're getting a new president today. It's inauguration day.
It's fantastic.
It happens at noon Eastern time, I assume, right?
I believe
In D.C., so 11 o'clock. So what do you got? Trump's got 3 hours and 40 minutes to get Mexico to pay for that wall. I feel like...
He's already buggered off.
Really,
are you
coming
kidding
down,
me?
Coming
He's
down
out.
To the wire now, right?
He's catching a bird down to Mar-a-Lago. We're not going to see him again.
Ever?
I don't think so. I think he's just going to...
Oh, come on.
He's going to moonwalk.
What about the Patriot Party?
Into Mar-a-Lago and never to be seen again.
Yeah. Will you tune in today and watch the inauguration type
things? I have
things?
Plans with my friends.
Oh, really?
We're getting
you have
together.
An inauguration watch party?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Going over tonight.
Did your invite get lost in the mail? Tonight? It's at 11 a.m.
Yeah, well, I'm... okay, Jason, leave the show. Go home. Drop Alfie off.
Yeah.
Get the foster dog, Henry. Put him in the car.
Yeah.
Take him to Midtown Groomers. He and his groom on. I leave him there. I come back. I got guided meditation at 11 to 12. After 12, I go back to the groomers, pick clean Henry up, bring him back, put him in the house, grab Brady, drive
Are
her to Round Rock.
Are you trying to tell me that you don't have time to watch history being made as
I will
we
be
swear in?
I will be listening to it in the car,
president.
And I will watch it tonight.
You're
when
literally
will...
going to be doing nothing, right?
Nothing? It's not nothing.
You just sit there and be quiet, right? You do.
Your brain is working. You're working on things. You go to
I thought
to
the whole point
place.
Was to not do that, was to turn off your brain.
But this is different.
Shut it
this
off.
Is guided meditation that is there for a purpose and a reason. I'm not
all
just
right,
sitting there doing nothing.
All right.
Not there's anything wrong
I'm
with
excited
that.
To see what song Garth Brooks plays, but in general, okay, good. It's just all be nice, okay? Everybody be nice. Don't flying off the handle.
Yeah, I like that.
Everybody be good.
That's our new phrase this year. Don't fly off the handle, Jason and Deb.
More important question, who's getting the pardons? Lil Wayne is in.
Funny you mentioned this.
Kodak Black is in.
I've been perusing this
Joe
list.
Joe Exotic out.
All morning.
Yeah.
And Okay, Nick, I need you to do some deep diving for me because I see that there's over 70. That's correct.
So I believe
70 pardons.
We said on this show yesterday that it was believed that he would have 50 to 100 pardons in commutations, and I think it was 144 because Trump was like, "Yeah, right, 100. I'm taking it. I'm taking it up to 11, baby."
What's
granted the most pardons?
What's the average? Because okay, I've got so many questions about this.
All right,
commutations. I see. I've been reading you're already in jail.
And they're,
let you out. I'm looking at one of them. There's a guy called Ferrell Damon Scott. And he went to jail for, let's see, he got life imprisonment for possession with intent to distribute marijuana. Really? That's ridiculous. He's been in there for 9 years. Get him out. He wouldn't have got a life sentence. Some of these are so clear to me. And so this just makes a lot of sense. And then there are a few that are like, oh, I see. This guy got served. He got told to do 45 days in jail because he stole a bunch of money from the government or whatever it was. But he's one of his cronies. So he's going to get a pardon. You're out. Or does this, okay, for the pardons for the people who've already done stuff, does that mean it's like off their record?
No, in fact, I believe that's why you why he is not pardoning himself is because you're effectively admitting guilt when you accept the pardon.
Okay.
It's just like, oh, yeah, I did those things, but I don't want to go to jail and the president's shown mercy on me. So thanks, buddy.
What about the people that have come out?
What about them?
They did it. They got their conviction.
Yeah.
They're out.
Yeah.
What does the pardon mean?
It just means, hey, you don't have to sit in prison anymore.
No, but they're out. These are pardons for people that are out. There are pardons.
Oh,
he's pardoning people that have been out for decades.
I don't know that. I mean, I'm sure it goes onto your record that you were convicted and served your time, but the president eventually pardoned you, so people will be like, oh, okay, I guess he probably was okay.
This is what's getting me annoyed about this, is some of these are so legit, so...
Yeah, I read a bunch of them this morning. That the majority of them, of the 140, whatever I said, are people who, you know, social justice advocates have been, you know, low-level offenses and people who had gotten huge sentences. A lot of drug offenses where you're like, what, really?
That shouldn't have happened. Right. And those ones are great. But then you've got the crony ones. And those are the ones that piss me off. The
Kodak Black. Who do you think you are?
I don't know if he's a crony. Mm-hmm. But didn't he just have weed or something?
I don't know. Lil Wayne, who was pardoned, took a loaded gun on a private jet, which I guess you're not supposed to do. He didn't have the right permits. But they also, we did it yesterday, they found ecstasy and cocaine.
Oh, yeah, he had a bunch of stuff.
And probably all that syrup stuff.
See, him getting pardoned, it just makes the other pardons not as valuable, if you ask me.
I wondered about this yesterday. It's like, how is this even a thing? How is it just like the president gets to wait till his last day and then hand out literal get out of jail free cards?
Yeah.
It seems to me like that
so many of these are nepotism. And that's what I'm saying. It pisses me off because some of these are fantastic. They're clearly ones where someone maybe made a smaller mistake years ago. They've served some time or they got a bigger sentence than they should have. And then I'm looking at this one guy, Representative Rick Renzi. I don't know what he did. Convicted of extortion, bribery, insurance fraud, money laundering, and racketeering. He got sentenced to 2 years of federal prison. He served it. He did his release. He's obviously a clear Trump crony.
Oh, my God, I don't care.
And at the end of this, it says, he is the father of 12 children. And a loving and devoted husband.
That's suspicious.
Man in jail for having too many children. You ain't a good person. You're throwing your sperm around like that. I bet you there's not just one mum. Look that up. This guy just smells like a scumbag, and he's off. But his pardon is next to the woman who maybe stole something for her kids and went to jail, and she got pardoned.
Scumbag.
That's great.
Golly. Oh.
Okay, so it's one woman.
Yeah, look at that. You're just throwing shade. I'm sure it's from multiple women.
Okay,
He's a devoted Philip Rivers type.
Check this out.
He seems like a philanderer to me.
His name is Rick.
Why?
I'm just reading this thing.
His name is Rick Renzi. His wife's name is Roberta, and all 12 of his kids have R names. Like that?
Oh, okay.
Electric chair.
All right, they are.
No, just
fry them all.
That's suspicious. When you have that many kids and y'all give them the name, you should be checked to make sure they're not always some sort of weird cult.
shame on me for letting all of these legitimate inquiries into the presidential pardons go on without bringing up the fact that he did not pardon Joe Exotic. The Tiger King will continue serving his 22-year federal prison sentence. And for what? For what?
For what?
Being too awesome? For saving us during the pandemic? For being a truth teller about that bitch, Carol?
He did give us a little bit of a break at the beginning of the pandemic.
Exactly. What? Like, literally, Lil Wayne.
I mean, that was our first coming together in this pandemic moment.
Yeah. What has Lil Wayne done for us, okay? Joe Exotic, can you imagine where we would be
March? If you ask
if not for the Tiger King, okay? You guys have been at home watching Lone Star 911, but no. Instead, you got to watch about a guy who's got no legs walking around a tiger park, petting a lion on the face.
Next time you are pouring champagne on your phone and it works perfectly, you thank Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, one of your own, Deion Sanders, I imagine, the former Dallas Cowboy, wrote in support of the pardon. So it's not just Donald Trump that thinks Lil Wayne should get off. Deion Sanders says he is a provider for his family, a friend to many, a man of faith, and a natural giver to the less fortunate.
I don't trust Deion Sanders. He's a known pizza thief. Should have asked a pardon for that.
There should be an asterisk next to some of these, I think. And that's just not cool.
Joseph Maldonado passaged Joe Exotic in September, submitted a 257-page formal application for a presidential pardon.
Well, Trump isn't going to read that.
You apply for it? That's the thing? But yeah, that's the thing. He won't read the one-page security briefing, okay?
Yeah.
One page on national security, he doesn't make it to the bottom. You think he's going to read 250 pages about how Tiger King needs to get out?
He's not.
He did. The president said in April that he would, quote, take a look, end quote, at the case, but ultimately did not issue a pardon. Joe Exotic's legal team said yesterday that they were 100% confident that the president was going to get him out. And so confident that
that's so sad. He had packed up all of his bars of soap and his ramen.
They had a stretched limo truck booked and waiting in the DFW.
Was it the one he had wrapped for himself?
I don't think so. But I did see a picture of it. It's quite a mobile that they got there. They had a hairstylist and makeup artist on hand, get him all fixed up as soon as he gets out.
Oh.
And he said their first stop was going to be to pick up some McRibs.
Really?
For real.
I just saw that it was fast food, but I was curious, what is your go-to
McRib?
If you get out of, if you just got out of jail, where's your first stop to get food?
And I'm going to have Tyson's Tacos for lunch today, and I've just been thinking about it for like 40 hours now, and so I can't think of anything else. That's my answer, is Tyson's Tacos. Is there something wrong with me last night?
Many things.
I literally just was like eating broccolini and on the Tyson's Tacos website assembling my perfect 3-taco combo plate. And I was like, I'm gonna get you tomorrow.
You are
I'm gonna
obsessed.
Get you.
Is it like
I booked 2 Valentine's Day dinner reservations just because I was like, I want to go look at the menu at Wu Chow right now.
You know what you're like? God.
Is that where you're going?
Well, I booked 2, so it's to be determined.
Can I have one if you don't want one?
Yeah, probably. Oh. I think I'm gonna do the Wu Chow one.
Ooh, what's the other one?
Olive and June.
You take Olive and June, I'll take Wu Chow.
No,
offense.
I'm going to do the Wu Chow one. Olive and June, I'm down with Olive and June, unless, are you going to prefix me? Don't prefix me.
Don't prefix me either. I don't want to be prefixed.
Wu Chow, are you going to prefix?
They won't prefix you.
What's the whole tangent? What's the whole prefix thing anyway? It's like this is your busiest night of the year, so
it's easier.
You got to efficiency up the kitchen.
Yeah.
This pandemic, you're at 25%, 50%, okay? You ain't making the bank. Give me the real menu, right?
Yeah, give him the real menu. He'll spend more than your prefix.
Get out of here with your prefixes. Let's see here. Tiger King wrote in a letter to the president, "If I have ever looked up to anyone, it would be you. Not because I need you to save my life, but because you stand for what you believe, no matter what anyone thinks," end quote. And the president said, "Okay, great." should have wrote a sweet rap song like Lil Wayne. I hooked you up, and now you stay in prison.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb. Morning X Sports.
Fabian tweets at Jason and Deb, says, "Typically when you're released, it's always in the morning, 6, 7, 8 a.m. So most of my times when I was released, my first meals was at the Shell off 35 and East 7th.
Who said that?
McRib was never an option. That's our guy Fabian.
Most of the time when I was released, how many times did you get chucked in there, dude?
Fabian, we're talking about doing hard time, all right? If you went the Shell at 7th and 35, I assume you got out of jail after, you know, getting into a fracas at the Chugging Monkey or something like that, right? Sorry, I'm projecting onto you,
yeah, you
Fabian, all sorts of things. You don't get a first meal if you've just been in the drunk tank all night, right?
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. If you've been in prison.
What if you've been in jail for like 2 weeks because you didn't pay post bond or whatever?
All right, I'll give it to you for 2 weeks. You know what? You don't even need that long. 3, 4, 5 days.
That's the first meal.
And you haven't had a real meal?
Yeah.
Yeah. But like.
Oh, you know what you should do if you're down there? Corriente. It's right opposite the courthouse.
Yeah, but are they open at 6, 7, 8 a.m.? That's what Fabian's saying. That's when the magistrate comes in and is like, what'd you do? You silly rabbit. Get out of here.
Silly rabbit. Let me slap you on the wrist. Naughty.
I got it. I figured it out. This is terrible. But
come on, you said you got it.
If you still haven't pooped out your last real meal, you don't get a first meal after being released. You know what I'm saying? If it's still, if your body's still processing it down there, then no first meal for you.
So a good 2 days at least.
Is that how long it takes?
I think I'm out within 24 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, your cycle is running.
I'm very reg. I'm on the reg.
Yeah. I never know what.
You never know?
I mean, I try.
How do you never know?
I try not to think too much about these things.
Always know.
After I move, I'm like.
I always know.
Was that from.
3 before noon.
Or was that. Oh, really?
What? Yes.
If it. You know my my thing about like how I assume when you die and you arrive at the pearly gates, they're just going to present you with an analytics data report.
Yeah.
Because for real, I want to know how many times I've masturbated in my life.
God almighty.
How many beers did I drink while on Earth? I'm very curious about these things. I would bet, if you're telling me 3 times before noon.
Yeah. And then sometimes some afternoon fun.
You are the poopingest person in the history of this building. Nobody has gone. How long you been here? 15 years?
Yeah, about that.
15 years, three times before noon?
Yeah.
I mean,
but I don't work a full day like a lot of these people. They'll go out and have lunch. They're going to go down to Papacito's on I-35 here. You're going to have to make an evacuation that afternoon before you go home.
I'm telling you that the average employee here, I bet you it's like 3 times a week.
You know what we should do? We should send
three a week.
Let's do a Survey Monkey. Send it to the building. It's anonymous, but how many times are you going a week at work? What are you trying to do? Trying to get me charged for toilet paper? Because I use the most?
Hey, shipping update.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of update?
Shipping.
Ship. Checking.
Oh, because you got your headphones shipped. Update.
Yeah, even though this company just gives away free toilet paper and coffee to people nonstop, which I use almost none of.
They probably do owe you something then compared to what I use.
Yeah, ship my headphones. The boss that shut down my effort to use the company FedEx code to send my one tool that I need to do this job to be repaired. So that's a personal item. You got to pay for that out of your own personal wares. And I got my mom's worked. She's like, oh, I got
Mom,
the shipping code. She shipped it for me.
Shipping me.
She texted me in the middle of last week, was like, hey, I just randomly checked the tracking on that thing. It still hadn't arrived.
What, got back to the place?
It had not arrived.
What kind of dongle Ramrock shipping is that?
Apparently, my mom's office paid $13 to ship my headphones to the repair place.
Yeah.
And it took 38 days to get there.
God.
Wow.
Should have
paid the $22, Jason.
I don't know if that's FedEx or who that is, but are you allowed to call them and be like, hey, give me my money back? I think it took 38 days to get up there.
That was the original Wells Fargo. They had a horse and carriage. They took it up there in the,
I feel like even
chucked
that
it up there.
Even that would have been faster, but don't worry. They got my headphones, guys, now.
Now they have them.
Now they'll fix them.
Now they're going to work on them for another 3 months.
They'll ship them down here for 38 more days, and eventually we'll be back to everything will sound normal again, right?
Right. Maybe.
Hey, I said I had a parents thing at 7:30. Missed that by
Did
a little.
You lie
missed
again?
That by a little bit. I'm gonna weave it into that guy in just a second. So parents, stand by. I'm gonna ridicule your game in just a second. Pete Kwiatkowski. Sports brought to you by Pants. Pete Kwiatkowski is going to be the defensive coordinator for the University of Texas. Steve Sarkisian has basically filled out his entire coaching staff. Still needs some linebacker coaches. But sort of a surprising hire because, A, there were a bunch of names from the SEC that were being thrown around as the potential defensive coordinator. And, B, I've never heard of Pete Kwiatkowski.
Oh.
Here.
So first, he doesn't come with a record of something that you're like, ooh, that's exciting.
Considered by many one of the top defensive minds in the country. Oh. I'll circle back to that. But I'll also just tell you from the start, I'm not confident on the pronunciation of his name. What do you think there, Deb? Because Ed Clements said to me yesterday afternoon, it's Kwiatkowski. And I was like, you can't be a coach with quit in
no.
your name.
Yeah, you got to change that.
That's not going to work.
Kwiatkowski. It's Kwait. K-W-A-I-O-I-A-T. Kwiatkowski.
That's what I've been saying. Kwiatkowski.
Kwiatkowski is how I'm feeling it.
Just call yourself Coach K. That's not taken.
Yeah.
Kwiatkowski.
There's no other. I think they do. I think they actually did call him Coach K up there.
You can make that sound, Jason. You got the Polish sounds in you.
Kwiatkowski. Kwiatkowski.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. I believe when I off the cuff spelled it earlier, nailed it. So
good job.
Take that. Who's better at sports things than me?
Way to spell something
I'm
you
not
saw yesterday.
Really in the football world. How dare you? So, yeah, he spent the last 7 years as the defensive coordinator at Washington. He came over with Chris Peterson from Boise State, where he coordinated their defense for a little while. I'm a little worried about my guy moving down to Texas because he spent all his time up there in that upper left-hand corner. He did Washington, Boise State, and a couple years as the Montana State defensive coordinator.
You like all these stats?
Are those stats?
I mean, or resume points, I imagine?
I just think it's weird that he's been in the Pacific Northwest all this time. I guess that's why I didn't know about him. But he is considered one of the best defensive coordinators in football. Here, you want stats? His defense is ranked as top 13 in the country in scoring defense 5 of his 7 seasons at Washington, including a 3-year stretch in the top 10, including back-to-back years in the top 5.
Okay. That's a lot of words.
I am impressed by those
stats.
Glad
you're getting excited about that.
So there you go.
Are you just trying to make yourself excited about this? Feels like you're buy this Kwiatkowski guy.
I'm legitimately excited. Beto and I have been in a Twitter fight now.
Uh-oh.
Because, look, I got nothing but love for my guy. And I envy him in his ability to get turned up on the burnt orange Kool-Aid.
He gets real fever. You don't have it.
I told him.
You don't have it. You're fake.
He's no longer drunk on the burnt orange Kool-Aid. He's not even mixing it, all right? He's cutting up lines of the burnt orange Kool-Aid power.
He's just snorting the powder. just
putting it straight into him.
And next soon he's going to be jacking up and sticking a needle in his arm.
Beto was like so ready to, he was going to build a new house. Never mind Urban Meyer's wife eyeing Texas real estate. He was going to build with his own hands a palace for Urban Meyer to live in if he would have taken the Texas job. And now he's all about, this is a better hire. Steve Sarkisian, who's never won 10 games in a season, based on his staff that he's assembled, and all gas, no break, and some 16-year-olds who are tweeting about how they like the they just got offered
all
by
right.
Texas.
I'm feeling it.
And so he's we got the better end of the deal by Urban Meyer turning us down and going with Sarkisian.
That's right.
I'm not that far down the road, but yeah, I like it. Everything that you've done so far.
I just love that he's so passionate.
Everything you've done so far. I wish I could do it. I wish I could turn it up like that, Beto.
That's a funny
cross promo. Lines. Jason, Ed, Beto, 4-6, News Radio, KOBJ.
You owe us one this afternoon now. Cross promotion here.
I give it to you guys all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Haven't you felt all the new racist white people listening?
I got an immunization from them.
Just kidding, guys.
That's the problem. They hear Deb for like 5 seconds and they're out.
Yep. I ruin everything.
She just immediately sends it back. But that's a funny bit you guys should do after Texas has like their first loss of the season.
I'm never going to lose again. Beto told me, never going to lose again.
Beto's like Longhorn rehab where he just to come in there and admit like all of his, I have a problem.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable because, he's like at the start of just 3 months ago. You remember 3 months ago, guys? Football time is back again. It's so swell. Beto was pounding the table saying Texas, 10-0 national champions. He was on the Tom Herman train still. And he's just, that's because he's a good fan.
He is.
He's a good fan.
He is.
And
you're not.
I am an objective sports broadcasting professional.
You're faking a phony and a bandwagon jumper.
We compliment each other in that way. Beto, what do we need Ed for? I mean, what?
Wow.
Credibility.
Racist old white people.
No, he's the... Come on, man. Don't
kidding. They love him.
One other...
Tell who Gabby Carter is.
Oh, God.
Oh, good. You guys know about Gabby Carter? Okay.
I wouldn't.
She's a golfer. One other college note. Dan Patrick says that the University of Tennessee was handing recruits cash in bags, just McDonald's bags. They were just handing out McDonald's bags with cash in them. You're not allowed to do that?
I don't think so.
I don't think you're even allowed to hand them a McDonald's bag with a McRib in it.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a impermissible benefit type thing? I bring it up only because there are interesting names. So Tennessee just had to fire their coach, Jeremy Pruitt. Is that his name? Because they found out he was cheating like all kinds of crazy like. And interesting names bubbling up for this Tennessee job. Tom Herman?
Mm-hmm.
What's up with Texas coaches and the... is it like a soft landing spot? When Charlie Strong got fired, he took the South Florida job.
Yeah.
Same hand sign. Mm-hmm. It's like easy to acclimate.
Oh, that's nice.
Tom Herman gets fired by UT, goes to Knoxville?
Yeah.
Yeah, just winds up in Knoxville.
Rick Barnes.
Still at UT.
Oh.
Just change your orange, okay? Mm-hmm. Put all your burnt orange in the wash and just set it on. Just run it a million times in a row.
Okay.
All of a sudden, you got Tennessee orange gear.
Nice.
It does seem like a good transition plan for the guy.
Easy on the eyes.
I hope Tom Herman finds himself a good job. I like you, Tom Herman. Yeah.
Couldn't wait to see the back of him.
32 and 18, not good enough, but I wish you the best.
You know what you got to do, Tom?
Okay, cool. Hook him.
You got to go take Urban Meyer's spot on Fox Sports College Football Game Day preview show.
Yeah. I don't know if his profile's big enough for that, but that's interesting. The other name is Jason Witten, to which I'm like... Jason Witten is longtime Cowboys tight end, legend, in the top seven tight ends of all time for sure.
Sure.
How do people keep giving him these jobs? They took him off the field and put him straight into the television booth where he was a disaster.
Oh, I remember that.
He was so bad.
Oh, yeah.
He was pulling rabbits out of his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Yeah.
He was a bull in a what kind of shop? Something.
Yeah.
You know that thing everybody's been talking about this whole summer about white privilege and just how these guys get these advantages?
Yeah,
and these
Jason Witten white? I don't see those things. I don't notice.
You're pronouncing it wrong this entire time.
It's
Whiten.
Wow.
But he's never coached before. They're just going to give him the head coaching job at a Power 5 school? Why? Why? He's
okay, you know what this is?
Fun. Name value.
Well, no, for real.
He went to school there. He's a Volunteers legend.
There you go, then.
It's the school saying to the fans, here, boo this guy. Like this will make you happy. We're giving you a homegrown legend.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
He just, you know what? I see shades of myself in him, okay? He does a mediocre job, and people just keep giving him more opportunities. You know that amateur professional football team they try to get me to join?
Yeah.
They want me to do the play-by-play for their games. To which I said, these games are going to be broadcast? I think they might just...
Are you going to do it?
It depends on what the offer is. How much?
Yeah, Jason will do anything for money.
I have certain rates.
Hand him a McDonald's bag with $25 in it and a McRib. He's in.
We'll see. But, Ron, Mr. Ron the Buttman, are those games going to be broadcast somewhere?
Yeah, where?
I feel like I'm just going to stand on the sideline and narrate the game. What is
it? Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Nick... Tweets at Jason and Deb says 3 times a day, every day for 15 years is 16,425.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. You are wreaking havoc on this company's plumbing. All right.
I'm not.
You are. I have
a very healthy diet.
I can't even get some free shipping and you're breaking off.
Mine's an included 16, benefit.
16,000. All right, Mr. Ron the Buttman. We do have a game at Cowboy Stadium.
Whoa.
Would be great on your resume. Well,
wow, what if you got to sit in the box where Tony Romo sits?
Are you saying...
Your butt could be that close to Tony Romo's butt.
Ron, this is a very flattering offer and probably a good opportunity for me, but I'm very busy, all right? I don't know if I
Do you want me to do it, Ron?
Yeah.
The fat guy
Deb's
just
available.
Knocked someone over.
I mean, I'll do play-by-play, you do color, right?
Yeah. We can get down on that. I don't know what that means, but I'll do it.
Here's the thing, too, is like, it'll be great on my resume. Ron, I'm already at the top, okay? Like, I can't, what am I going to advance past the top? Like, what I'm.
He's so humble, guys.
At ChunkyLover15 tweets at Jason and Deb, says, I checked out Jason's sports show yesterday, and I got to say, I miss my man Nick. Why don't you get him on the show?
He tried, but he kept saying offering this producer job. I was like, producer.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still waiting on you to master the art of producer. That's what we're waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it, buddy.
Keep waiting.
Just like a slight more attention to detail. I think you got it in you.
Attention to detail.
Chunky Lover, I'm only accepting praise right now.
Lover.
No constructive criticism. So thanks, but tone it down, my guy. $50 Kalahari Resort gift card could be yours inside half an hour.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
Doesn't like pizza guy. Don't be that guy. Does it exist?
I don't know anybody who doesn't like pizza.
Is there a person out there doesn't like pizza?
I had a piece of pizza the other day that didn't have any red sauce on it. I didn't know it.
Oh, yeah.
But I bought it accidentally.
Yeah.
And it was freaking delicious.
It was amazing. I imagine you didn't get it from CeCe's.
No, I got it from Whole Foods in the Arboretum. They do slices there, and it was cheese with portobello mushroom and caramelized onion and no red sauce. Okay. I didn't know. It was great.
Whole Foods, where'd you say? Whole Foods Arboretum? Mm-hmm. The poor man CeCe's, as we say in the pizza business. CeCe's for years.
It's $7 for two slices.
CeCe's, what's happening in pandemic times? Are you...
Are they buffeting it up?
Yeah. $7 for two slices, you go to CC's, $6 for all the slices. All of them.
Wow. Quantity over quality.
I've told y'all this before.
I think I went to CC's once. I was babysitting a kid and I took him there.
I did not do this as I respect pizza, but my friend Matt Fisher, is that your name? Are you a person, Matt Fisher? Are you okay out there?
Didn't he rub your feet?
It was... That's Matt Hargrove. Okay?
Oh, my bad. Excuse me.
I should not be using last names like this. Man, I said somebody's from high school's last name on the air last week, and like one of her friends messaged me and was like, I almost lost my stuff when you said her last name.
Wow.
Because I also said it in association with
bad things.
Manual stimulation that I perform.
Jason, okay, that's enough.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
What? I said all technical terms. What do you want from me, man? And I didn't say her name this time, so it's all good.
Oh,
we're fine.
Stop it.
Anyway, Matt Fisher, our senior year of high school. We used to leave because you could leave campus for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, real flawed system, by the way. Lunch is like 27 minutes long.
Is that all you got?
It was not very
long.
We got
an hour.
I think if you include like the between times when the bell rings, like it was probably like 41 minutes door to door from period two to period three.
To get lunch?
Well, if you go to the cafeteria, you know, that's a reasonable amount of time. But yeah, the whole leaving campus plan, you didn't have to, you had to really hustle to make it.
Yeah, I imagine.
And yeah, that was going to CeCe's just a poor decision because that's a buffet.
How are you going to get your $6
worth?
You
really want to settle in there and, you know, get ready, you know, pack yourself full, then wait a while, let it work itself around, then pack yourself again.
Have a quick evacuation.
Doesn't work in a 41-minute situation there. But I remember Matt Fisher, we went to CeCe's, and he did not, he was like, I'm not eating a pizza buffet.
What did he eat? Just get salads?
He didn't, I don't know if he, I may, maybe, were you fasting, Matt? I don't remember. But
fasting?
He didn't pay for the pizza buffet. I think he snuck one piece off of somebody else's plate.
Yeah.
And so the manager came over, saw him, was like, sir, you're going to have to pay for the buffet. And he's like, what? And he's like, we saw you take a piece of it. You're going to have to pay for the buffet. So he gave them at that time, I think it was like $4.20, and then took like every piece of pizza off of the buffet
and brought it
to our table. Yeah, just didn't touch it and just brought all of it. So it was like literally $4 for all the pieces.
That's ridiculous.
Are you guys operating in pandemic times over there, CeCe's?
I think they are. I don't know if they're open. I don't know if they have a...
They were ahead of the game when it comes to sneeze guards and plexi dividers. All right? They've been doing that forever.
Whole Foods.
Oh, but they forever have had a sauceless pizza on there. I'm like, hey, look
it's
at
good.
That thing. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I didn't do it on purpose. I just saw that it was a vegetarian option and ordered it. But yeah, it was pretty good. I couldn't eat the two slices, by the way. I'm a waste at a pizza buffet.
Mm-hmm.
A salad. pizza. And that's a perfect combo. I've told you guys this many times. Pizza with salad. That's amazing. I might have two pieces.
I got some good ass ranch at CeCe's.
Ass ranch? It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Ass ranch.
Without a doubt, man.
Oh, let's get a bowl of the CeCe's ranch saying? And then like fill up with some Italian and then a dollop of blue cheese.
Oh, Nick.
Gee, what's it? What is?
Nick. You and sauces. What is too much. Wrong with
you? Shame on you. Okay, what was
is
I saying?
Is that grosser than putting salad on your pizza?
I put it on. I eat it with it. I mix it in the mouth. I put a dollop of blue cheese on anything. That's, ooh.
Doesn't like pizza guy. I don't know if this is a real person
I don't know anybody that doesn't
thing,
like pizza.
But here, this is what I...
I sometimes don't want pizza.
Parents, I'm just interested in your ways, your practices, how things work. I guess this is less... I don't want to crap on my favorite parents out there, but Kenny and Lindsay, you're doing a disastrous job. What's going on? I'm just kidding. Kenny and Lindsay,
wow.
You guys are the best.
Look, that child is still alive, right? She's two?
Yeah.
That's a good job.
She's doing great. She's also, Lindsay is, tries to get you into her fitness thing guy. She swears that I will love a Peloton. And I'm like, why? What about me says I'm a Peloton guy?
You don't have to leave the house. That's like the only thing.
They got a Peloton.
Did they?
And yeah, now they're trying to sell me on the idea of a Peloton. And I'm like, I don't need that.
I don't want to sit on a bike that long. My vag goes numb. True story. I used to have a really amazing road bike. I would do triathlons and I'd be one of those douches you'd see out on 360 riding for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I just hate it. Numb vagina, weird tan lines.
Hmm.
Not into it.
Well, I mean, the Peloton, you're not going to...
Not going to have the weird tan lines, but numb vagina still happens.
Do you ever have sex long enough that you get a numb vagina?
You can. I mean, not numb, but I mean, yeah, to a degree.
Man, this segment is all over the place. It's a disaster.
Digital stimulation.
I'm at Kenny's house on Sunday watching football. Man, they like that Craigo's pizza over there.
It's pretty good.
I think I've had Craigo's pizza twice in my life, and both of them were at Kenny's house in the last month.
I do not like it.
You don't like Craigo's? I'm trying to get us some free Craigo's here. And
prove me wrong, Craigo's. I was at Sage, we had a pizza party. Uh-huh. It was Craigo's, never heard of it. Lame. Maybe it's because I was in jail.
I'll just write it. Did you have a first meal after your release from?
What did I do? I don't even remember.
You certainly had moved your previous meal, right?
Definitely.
Been there a while.
I ate better there than I have done in my entire life. There's a private chef cooking every meal.
What kind of jail is this?
It's a great jail.
Oh.
You take yourself there on purpose. Right.
Look, I got nothing bad to say about Craigo's, but I'm not like adding them to my list of I got to make sure I get myself some Craigo's. By the way, Nick, could have been there on Sunday, but what happened? When I texted you, you said that you just ate a whole bunch of barbecue, and so the meat coma was setting in.
Yeah,
sort of weight loss, huh?
Yeah,
he just ate meat. There's no carbs.
Oh, okay, good job.
I also just didn't want to go hang out with you guys.
I did, as I explained it. He also put some sort of possible COVID exposure into the... That's the ultimate...
I don't want to go
and nobody can question this.
Yes.
To 2020, 2021 move.
Yeah.
If you've told somebody that you would go, but then later you're like, I don't want to go to that. You're like, well, hey, my roommate's got somebody at work who was tested positive, so I'd rather not.
Yeah.
Probably just better be safe than sorry.
That's a perfect excuse to not do anything.
Kenny asked me, he's like, so is he not coming to work this weekend? I was like, no, that's just an excuse so he doesn't have to come over here, dude.
Sorry for caring about your kid, Kenny.
Oh. But you don't care about me and Deb?
I told you guys, and you guys didn't seem to care.
You just told me today.
No, I did not.
When did you tell me?
Last week, when I found out.
I am.
Then that's on you for coming to work.
For telling you to your face.
It's not
and you
on
guys
me.
Like,
If I don't remember, that's not on me. That's on you for coming to work.
Okay.
I am so horrifically burying the lead on this whole thing.
I don't even know where you're going with
parents,
this.
Parents, or maybe I'm asking the parents because I don't remember. When did you fall in love with pizza? Because for me.
Parents?
Or when did your kids fall in love with pizza? Because for me, I don't remember a single day of my life where pizza wasn't like the greatest thing invented.
Mine would have to be like school lunches, I bet. I mean, I guess I'd have it before that.
My mom used to make pizza. She would make her dough and she would make the sauce, everything from scratch. So that's probably the first time I had pizza. And my mom's pizza was legendary.
Yeah.
Like my friends would come over and say, is your mom making pizza? please, is your mum making pizza? And we were poor, so we never had order pizza.
Yeah.
And where I grew up, Pizza Hut was fancy. So if you wanted a fancy dinner, you go to Pizza Hut.
Well, see, to me, my earliest pizza memory is getting a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut because I read a book. That's why, that's the reason I know how to read.
Hang on, what did you say? That's your earliest pizza memory?
Yeah.
But isn't that, that's like in third grade. You don't have to, man. I got.
See, here's another.
I was hooked on pizza today before I could walk.
You were milk fed, right? And massaged, but you're basically like a Kobe beef cow that you just brought up in the lap of luxury, having everything that you want, despite the fact that your parents, your mum, didn't have any money. You grew up as poor as we did, yet your mum full went. Anything that she needed in life, so you could have takeaway pizza. When you're poor, you don't have pizza.
No.
You eat at home.
When you're poor, you go to CeCe's, you pay them $4, you get all the slices, and then you don't have to eat again until Monday. All right?
Jesus Christ. That does make sense financially, but we didn't grow up with that.
I'm picturing your mom in a big trench coat and you and Steph are just underneath it and she's like just sneaking you pizza.
Right. And we walk out because now she's filled the trench coat with pizza.
Yes.
We're taking that home. Okay. When I was over there on Sunday, we ordered some pizza. It was great. Thanks as always, Kenny, for your hospitality. You guys are awesome. But I'm worried about the future of your daughter. They have a 2-year-old baby. Is it still a baby? When's it stop being a baby?
It's a toddler now.
Okay. I'm still a baby.
If they walk,
baby
stage.
They ask her, and they're like, hey, you want pizza for dinner? And she goes, no. And they're like, you don't want pizza? She says, no. And he's like, what do you want? And she said, mac and cheese. And then they fed her mac and cheese.
That's another thing. You don't ask your 2-year-old what it wants for dinner. You tell them what's for dinner.
Well, particularly
you put it in front of them.
If it's pizza, okay? If you ask a child, do they want pizza for dinner, and they say no, get that child counseling immediately.
No, that's
immediately.
Nothing wrong with that.
Or a mac and cheese pizza.
Jesus Christ! Snap.
Also a staple at CeCe's.
Mm-hmm. Too much.
CeCe's. How many plugs do we need to give you before I can get it?
Just bring us a buffet.
Bring that buffet up here.
Because you can't handle $6.
Yeah. Bring it up here in a trench coat.
God almighty.
But no.
Again, look, spoiled. People have just been giving him everything his entire life.
I like how
bring me pizza.
It's also, you've been talking about how cheap their buffet is, and you're like, bring me a free buffet.
It's $6.
Exactly.
I can literally shake you right now, $6 will fall out of your folds of your skin.
The promotional value that I've offered you in this segment, okay?
I'm looking at your wallet.
It's also illegal.
I'm trying to guess how many buffets are in there.
Write up a proposal for CeCe's, including how much promotional value I have offered them in this segment alone, okay? I should never have to pay for CeCe's again.
God.
Never again.
Almighty. Yeah, you know what, Nick? Get him back on the CeCe's, free CeCe's train. Nick's going to win $10,000.
It just got me thinking, when do you become hooked on pizza? Hooked is not the right word, but there's just, I don't know. I don't know of a grown adult who would be like, oh, pizza? Pass.
I think...
When does the time where you just... Is it 2? Is it 5 years old? Are you 8 in third grade like Nick?
When we grew up...
Man. No wonder you're the way you
are. Pizza was a treat. Pizza was... That was something like you got somewhere else and it was a treat. Now, parents just... They order in so much. And now with the pandemic, one of my best friends, I think she might maybe cook one meal a day for her children. The rest, they forage and then they order in. Like, every day, the kids have whatever they want. And it kind of boggles my mind that, number one, she spends that much money on takeaway food.
Yeah.
But they have everything they want. I don't think pizza is a treat anymore. I don't think pizza is
something
special.
I think
it's sushi. My friend's kids say, can we order sushi?
Oh, God. I know.
My little sister is, like, 7 years younger than me. And I remember, like, there was a point where Gaddy's pizza got cheap enough where my mom would just go pick up 2 of them and feed us dinner. And so we would have pizza at a much greater frequency than when I was a young kid. And I was like, look at this stupid, spoiled little. She's getting pizza all the time. My parents had to be split. I had to go stay with my dad on the weekend to get pizza at McDonald's. So he's trying to buy our love.
Yes.
She gets it whenever.
El Flamingo SA says, our girls were given Totino's cheese pizza when they were around 4, and they were hooked.
Yep.
We always have a couple in the freezer now. # pizza is life.
Good idea. You like those little Totinos, don't you, Nick?
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Brett with one T says,
my earliest pizza.
Jason, everyone knows your love from pizza stems from dumpster pizza.
Dumpster pizza.
Which somehow correlates to a lot of your life decisions as well. Still love you, though. No, see, that's why I was already well hooked on pizza by the time the dumpster pizza situation arose, and that's why I was able to overlook
the fact that it was from a dumpster.
That this pizza came from a dumpster, because I'm like, it's pizza, okay? I will do anything.
Pizza overcomes everything.
Yeah. Do you eat dumpster sushi? Is that true? Sushi's the new pizza?
God, I don't know, because
I hate this world,
pizza,
man.
Pizza is not special anymore.
Back in my day...
Pizza should just be for like a kid's birthday party or something fun. But it's just every week now. I bet you every family that's listening has pizza every week. It's not special anymore.
2021 is the worst. It's like, now you have to respect women and sushi's the new pizza.
Oh, this is just poor you.
That's not funny.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.